come back in for them.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Case number 10183, Brad Smith, intersection of Fairfield Road and Pinwick Road, being Lot 53 within Fox Hollow Development. They're seeking a variance from front yard setback requirement for a through lot and variance from side yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Trevor Quinn.
Address. Okay, and you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you for your time. Do you all have a survey of the property that we're looking at? First, I'd like to give thanks to Jenny Norwood and Lawrence Lang for helping me piece this together, because it has been in violation since 1984 and has switched hands four times. My client, Brad Smith, who was unable to come this evening, he lives in Pennsylvania, he's selling it to a buyer. We had a survey, and this is now where we found the problems of the setback issues, as well as a CO, original grant of CO. Now, what we're asking for, since 1984, when it was sold, it is, again, sold four times, and we just plead with the bank to consider that over the time of the 24 years, that has elapsed, and it just is a hardship because of the irregular size lot. We believe that the time since 1984, the main dwelling did not have a CO, right, but the county still issued two COs and building permits for the garage and other improvements to the property. It's in our belief that it was the building code responsibility for these issues, and then in 1993, I guess that planning and zoning took over their responsibility. And I guess these items were missed, but at no fault to my client. Well, we have discovered that the property is triangular. The side of the house fronting Pinwick Road, the main dwelling was 30 feet. The one fronting Fairwood Road was 25. Fox Hollow, because of the irregular shape lot, granted these setbacks to change for this house. But we all know that the county supersedes what an HOA will find. Also, the rear was issued from planning and zoning a setback because it had to come back where to put the septic of 4.7 feet. During the survey, we found that the rear was actually 4.8 feet. On one side. So again, we're asking for that to be cleared. Do you have any questions? That's what we're asking for, basically the both sides, the rear and the CO that was never granted.
All right, gentlemen, that was issued in 84. The dwelling never had a CO on it. That's when it started. And the irregular lot, like 30 in the front, 30 in those places, and you'll need, you see up there where it comes together on the curvature, it'll be 15 feet in there. It needs 10 feet, so it's a 5.3 tenths of a foot on the rear yard.
Out of curiosity, in your research of this, did you determine who the builder was, the initial builder?
No, that we couldn't determine. That was somewhere between 1984 and 1987.
Yeah, I was going to say that's back there.
Right.
Yeah,
that was before my time. So,
yeah.
But it was sold in 91. So a CO was issued for the accessory structure in 87.
Right.
So it seems that they sort of issued COs and permits for a structure that never got the CO issued and setback issues to begin with.
All
back in 80, between 84 and say 87.
And then 95, they had a residential addition.
Then you have it, right, for 95, you have another CO for an addition. Again, based on the time, and it just looks like the building code at that time, planning and zoning was not set up.
Right.
I guess the building code missed these items. And I'd like to try to resolve them this evening.
Bud, which were the front, back, and sides again on this?
Well, you got a through lot, Fairfield and Pickwick. That's a through lot.
Two fronts and then the side against...
The rear is going to be the, next to the other property, lot 52.
Yes.
That'll be the rear, and then the curvature will be the 15-foot. If we ever put anything up in that area, it'd have to be 15-foot, but it's a corner. It's considered a corner.
One of the reasons I'm asking on this first variance, it says 5.3-foot variance from required 10-foot side yard setback, but I think you're saying that's the rear, actually.
That's correct.
Okay.
So is the rear 10 or 20 feet?
10. Yeah, it's MR. It's 30 in the front, 10 on the sides, 10 in the rear.
It's 10 on the sides?
Mm-hmm.
And the sides are fair, on the sides of Fairfield Road and Pickwick?
Nope, it's a through lot.
Those are fronts.
They're fronts.
I got you, okay.
So there is no side, right?
There is no side, except the 15-foot together, right?
Right.
Got you.
The 15-foot, you know, when two roads come together at the corner lot, you have to apply the 15 feet, not the 10 there. Two roads come together and it's a corner lot.
That would make more sense with the side.
Yeah, it would make more sense that the line adjacent to 52 would be the side if you have two fronts. Who might argue that?
Any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
One in favor.
In favor? I didn't see that. I'm sorry. Okay, we're sure hearing them.
We'll see about that prescription.
I'm sorry?
We'll see about that prescription for you.
Oh, which one? Hearing any man, I'll entertain a motion. It's easy to hold.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't think there's any debate about uniqueness of this lot. And obviously it wasn't the... created by the applicant, necessary, I think, to enable reasonable use of the property. Don't see where altering the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum afford relief, and therefore addressing all the standards for granting a variance. Therefore, I make a motion that we do so for case number 10,183.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10,183. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Case number